Reverend Dr. Kopp, this book, perhaps we could just have you read the title of the book and what the last part means. And you can say whatever you want, because I'll probably end up bleeping for the broadcast.
Okay. The title of the book is I Just Want to Ride, and in parentheses, FTW. It's not for the word, for the world, or for the word, or whatever. It's an acrostic. It's rather vulgar, and it's a part of the biker culture. But it also has a biblical context. If you read the New Testament, particularly Jesus and the Apostle Paul, which basically say, don't act like the world. Don't be restrictive. Don't be controlling. Don't inhibit people's freedoms. Don't try to put them down. Be welcoming, inviting, tolerant, and inclusive. And love them without condition, regardless of who, what, where, or when, without the need or expectation for response, regard, or reward. So while I don't use that particular vulgarity, and I explain that in the book, and I've had to explain that many times to church ladies, of course, I don't use that language, but it is a part of the culture, and I don't shy away from it.
Your book, I Just Want to Ride, FTW, is part memoir, part manifesto.
Right.
You first got the idea for this book about 3 years ago when you attended a Harley-Davidson open house in Woodstock, Illinois.
Right.
Your then 11-year-old son, Matthew, accompanied you, and he said some things at the open house that made you really think. What did he say?
Well, I took Matthew, and it was just one of those things. I said, Matt, do you want to go to this motorcycle rally? And I think he got caught up in the chrome and the glitter and everything. While he was there, pretty soon he came to me and said, Dad, this is a very strange place. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, Dad, there are all kinds of people here. There are doctors, lawyers, construction workers, secretaries. There are really nasty-looking guys. There are some women here that Mom would not want me to hang around. And, Dad, there are geezers like you. And he said, I think that the only thing that, I guess, brings them together is that they like motorcycles. And it hit me. There was a part of joy to know that I was a part of a culture where people could get together through an inanimate object like a motorcycle, but then a deep sadness because I began to look at the church, and I saw the church, which has probably the most loving man who has ever lived in human history, who helped people cut across color and class, who cut through separations and segregations. And the church is more divided than almost any other organization or subculture in America and even the world. And I thought, my gosh, isn't it sad that a motorcycle can bring people together more than Jesus can bring people together in the church, which says they love him. And so I began to develop this idea about writing about the biker culture as a challenge and metaphor for the church.
Explain how being an authentic biker relates to being an authentic Christian.
One of the things that is very exciting about the biker culture, they understand biblical freedom. Biblical, authentic freedom is being exactly who God designed and gifted you to be. And because God is not double-minded, if you are free to be who God has designed you to be, your freedom will not infringe or impose upon another person's freedom.
You write that you were inspired, like many bikers, by the 1969 film Easy Rider. How does this film relate to your idea of freedom?
Part of the biker culture is symbolized when Dennis Hopper, in that great scene, of course, before he gets blown away by the culture, the dominant culture, is he gives them the royal salute, okay? Gave them the finger, which was basically saying, look, stop trying to control me. Stop trying to fit me into your cookie-cutter thing. I mean, and again, you take a look, you extrapolate that again to the church. Take a look at the New Testament. I think Jesus has gotten a bad rap. You know, don't blame Jesus for Christians. You know what I mean?
Elaborate, please.
Well, what I mean by that is that Jesus, he hung out with everybody, prince, pauper, Pharisee, prostitute, prosperous, poor. He wanted to be with them all, and he wanted to elevate people to know that God loved them no matter who, what, where, when. Read the New Testament over a few days straight through, and you will find Jesus had tremendous disdain for clergy, for traditionalism, for religion. He was trying to develop a relationship. And the problem with religion and the problem with the church that becomes more religious than relational to Jesus and loving Jesus by loving like Jesus, instead of freeing people to be who God designed and enabled them to be, what happens is they inhibit and they try to control. And they say, okay, now clergy, you all wear this, you all do this. And Simple Simon says, put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon says.
Robert Kopp is the author of I Just Want to Ride. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dan, for having me.